the pyramids of China.
Oh, okay. That's just real easy. Now, this pyramid business is from the future. It's your becoming. And they'll figure it out, and they'll let you know. But the process of this pyramid, they have all these, quote, what you know as artifacts. Now, these artifacts are the very artifacts that are magically imbued with power. They have to have a safe place to store them. That's why they built the first three temples, and they're fighting over that in Jerusalem right now. Okay? A vessel to hold the power.
It was originally discovered by the U.S. by a pilot in 1945.
Yes. That's
it's
correct.
It's been there 10,000 years. It was written about 5,000 years ago, and the man who wrote about it then said it was ancient at that time.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
And
that's
that kind of goes hand in hand. I have the feeling all these pyramids go together.
Yes,
some
they
sort
do.
Of map. Do they travel along the Lee lines, as some people suggest?
Fine, that's fine, that's correct. And the reason that you're finding them from your past is because your future experience had to get you in the notion that that was going to be okay. And then when they activate what you call Stonehenge, everybody go, well, is that what that was about? Well, them damn old rocks been piled up there forever, and nobody knowed how to turn them on, and I'm glad they finally figured it out. So now we can quit preaching about all this mystic woo-woo-woo-woo stuff about the Stonehenge and the Easter Island statues. It gets it in your past, so when it shows up in your future, it's sort of like the conversation with listening to the archives. Your future is from your past and then your now. That's sort of what this is about. Now, what's contained in that, when you figure this part out, what you start finding is that these future ancient capstones, the spear of destiny, the Ashanti dagger, law, it just goes on, the Ottoman jewelry, the diamond that Queen Victoria cut to beat back the werewolves and all that kind of business. That was Albert's Victoria, by the way. All these different dynamics start syncing up, and these imbued with power things, who imbued them? Human creators. Why did they imbue them? Because they couldn't handle it themselves or didn't think they could. Separated themselves, so they had to do something. You can't uncreate anything, so they had to do something with it. Well, what they did with it is they put great intention. The NFL does that with a piece of pigskin. It's all about the ball, ain't it?